in salvation history. That's what this book is all about. So it's not written as a textbook or academic monograph, but a simple retelling of the stories that make up the story. For the most part, I stick to the major characters and events, since the stories make up the Bible's main plot. My primary goal is to convey the big picture, which has been lost to many readers of Scripture in our day. In the process, I also hope to show how much practical wisdom the Bible contains for the ordinary believer, especially rank-and-file Catholics. This is one of the reasons I emphasize the twin themes of the covenant and family, because they touch us right where we live. The other reason for focusing on these closely related themes is because the Bible itself does. The approach taken here is anything but new. I follow the basic guidelines of the Church Fathers and Doctors, recent papal teachings, the Vatican II documents, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and the Biblical Commission's recent instruction on the interpretation of the Bible in the Church. This narrative approach to the biblical account focuses our attention on God's fatherly plan in making covenants with His family throughout salvation history. We employ the method known as canonical criticism, which involves reading the Old Testament in the light of the New, and vice versa, following the wisdom of St. Augustine, cited in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Quote, "The New Testament lies hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New." Number 129. Our approach is also ecumenical, drawing insight from Protestant biblical scholars and ancient rabbinic and modern Jewish sources. One final word before beginning. This book is not designed to serve as a primary text for Scripture classes at any level. In fact, I am strongly opposed to anyone who would use it as such. There can only be one primary text for studying Scripture, and that is the Bible itself. On the other hand, this book might prove to be useful in various contexts as a supplemental guide for study. Now, without further ado, you are invited to read about the greatest story of all, of a father who keeps his promises. Scott Hahn, Ph.D., August 22, 1997, Feast of the Queen Mother. Chapter 1, Kinship by Covenant, the Master Plan for God's Family in Scripture. Everybody felt it. A moment of eerie silence, a low rumble, and then the ground began to shake. Buildings swayed and buckled, then collapsed like houses of cards. Less than 4 minutes later, over 30,000 were dead from a magnitude 8.2 earthquake that rocked and nearly flattened Armenia in 1989. In the muddled chaos, a distressed father bolted through the winding streets leading to the school where his son had gone earlier that morning. The man couldn't stop thinking about the promise he'd given his son many times. "No matter what happens, Armand, I will always be there." He reached the site where the school had been, but saw only a pile of rubble. He just stood there at first, fighting back tears, and then took off, stumbling over debris toward the east corner where he knew his son's classroom had been. With nothing but his bare hands, he started to dig. He was desperately pulling up bricks and pieces of wall plaster, while others stood by watching in forlorn disbelief. He heard someone growl, "Forget it, mister, they're all dead." He looked up, flustered, and replied, "You can grumble or you can help me lift these bricks." Only a few pitched in, and most of them gave up once their muscles began to ache. But the man couldn't stop thinking about his son. He kept digging and digging for hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours. Finally, in the 38th hour, he heard a muffled groan from under a piece of wallboard. He seized the board, pulled it back, and cried, "Armand!" From the darkness came a slight, shaking voice. "Papa!" Other weak voices began calling out as the young survivors stirred beneath the still uncleared rubble. Gasps and shouts of bewildered relief came from the few onlookers and parents who remained. They found 14 of the 33 students still alive. When Armand finally emerged, he tried to help dig until all his surviving classmates were out. Everybody standing there heard him as he turned to his friends and said,